In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, it's July, and we need a little Christmas in July. We're taking the infancy narratives, and we're going to begin with our Blessed Mother. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, that's the sixth month of the pregnancy of John the Baptist, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. That's the same angel that went to Zechariah. To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail Mary, highly favored of the Lord. The Lord is with you." But Mary was much perplexed by these words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." She must have been afraid when you see an angel. "For you have found favor with God." I want to tell you, you have found favor with God. Why? Because Jesus dwells in your heart. "And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High God. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David." Jesus, God saves his people. "He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin, since I have not known man?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." It's going to be a miraculous birth. "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month of her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." I want to just say that again. Nothing is impossible with God. I want you to pray about a certain thing that I have with the lawyer right now, that nothing is impossible for God. Lord, let it work out. Nothing is impossible for God. Then Mary said, "Here I am. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." And the blessed God came to reside in her womb. And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country. Remember, it's hill country. Also remember, Mary is a missionary going to Elizabeth, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt, and I want you to remember that, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Oh, yes. "And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord, the mother of God, comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." Remember that now. "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." A fulfillment. That she would conceive and bear a son. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." She always, always points to the Lord. "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor, grace, on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed." Do you call Mary blessed? "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has mercy on you today. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit." Don't be proud. Don't be proud. We have nothing to be proud of other than Jesus. "He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." What was the promise? That there would be a Messiah that would come to save not only Israel, but the Gentiles also. This beautiful, beautiful power of God. Let's continue. "And Mary remained with Elizabeth 3 months," about 3 months, hold that now, "and then returned to her home." Now we're going to 2 Samuel 6. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Baal le Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant and to bring it into Jerusalem, which is called by the name of the Lord of Hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. That's where his presence was, between the wings of the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart, and the Ark of God and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him there because he reached out his hand to the Ark. Only the priest could do that. And he died there beside the Ark of God. David was angry because the Lord had burst forth with an outburst from Uzzah. So that place is called Perez Uzzah to this very day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to my care?" So David was unwilling to take the Ark of the Lord into the care of the city of David. Instead, David took it to the house of Obed-Edom. Now let's listen to where Obed-Edom lives. Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. How long? 3 months. How long did Mary stay in the house of Elizabeth? 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his household. They live in the hill country of Judah, just like Elizabeth and Zechariah. "It was told King David that the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom." What does that mean? He won the megabucks? No, they were going to have a baby. "And all the belongings to him, because the Ark of God." So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. Obed-Edom became addicted to the presence of God. He says, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." "And when they bore the Ark of the Lord and had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed ox and fatling. David danced before the Lord,
just like the baby danced in Elizabeth's womb.
David danced before the Lord in all his might. David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet. Oh yes, I can see as they're going into the gates of Jerusalem. Lift high your gates and be thee lifted up, that the King of Glory may enter in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the powerful, the mighty. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. They brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings as well before the Lord. When David finished offering the burnt offerings and offerings of the Lord, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Now let's go back now and see if we can find anything. We see Mary goes to the hill country of Judah, and she stays there 3 months. We see Elizabeth is in the house of in the hillside of Judah, and Mary stays with Elizabeth 3 months. We see David dancing before the Lord. We see the baby dancing in the womb of Elizabeth. Yes. So we want to tell you that Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. What does that mean? That the Lord lives in her. She received the beautiful baby in her womb. Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 months. Yes. And the 3 months, the Ark of the Covenant stayed in the hill country of Judah. So we're going to look now at another scripture. And it's the scripture from Revelation. And the scripture says, then the Lord's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant was seen within the temple, and there were flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and the earth quaked, and there was heavy hail, and a great portent appeared to the heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pangs in the agony of giving birth. It calls Mary the Ark of the Covenant. Some people say it's Jerusalem. Jerusalem is also a meaning from this woman. Some people say the church. The church is also a meaning of this woman. But Mary is the one who bore the child that the devil tries to destroy. So let's continue with Luke. Now, the time for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son, her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, no, he is to be called Giovanni, John. They said to her, none of your relatives has this name. Remember, the angel Gabriel gave the name. His name shall be John. Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. Remember, Zechariah's mouth was plugged up. He didn't speak a word because he didn't believe the angel. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, his name is John. And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue was freed, and he began to speak praises of God. Fear came over all the neighbors, and all things were talked about throughout the hill country of Judah, of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, what then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was upon him. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, just like Mary, and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. You always bless God in the prophecy. He has come to his people and set them free. Do you know that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, you have been set free? Do you know that today? Set free from fear, set free, set free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Wow! Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his days, all the days of his life. And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, the prophet of Jesus. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way. Oh yes, he prepares the way for the coming of Jesus. To give his people knowledge of salvation. How? By forgiveness of their sins. In the Jordan River he was baptizing people for repentance. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Oh yes, we see this beautiful, beautiful baby that has the favor of God. The favor of God was on this baby, even in the womb, when he jumped for joy. Yes, David jumped for joy. The baby jumped for joy. David brought the ark to the hill country of Judah. Mary went to the hill country of Judah. She stayed 3 months. And what happened? 3 months with the ark of the covenant. Mary is the ark of the covenant. She holds Jesus within her womb. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. There's going to be a registration of all the world. And why did we talk about Augustus? That the birth of Jesus took place in history. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Again, that Jesus was born in a time when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own town to be registered, and Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant of the house and family of David. I tell you, the Messiah was going to be a descendant of the house of David, born in Bethlehem. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Oh yes, laid him in a manger. Oh yes, he is going to be called the Shepherd of Israel. He's going to be called the Shepherd of Israel and the Good Shepherd. How we need to know Jesus. How we need to know him. How we need to know him. There was no place for him in the inn. Is there a place for Jesus in your heart? Is there a place for Jesus in my heart? Oh, Jesus, come into our hearts today. Come into our hearts today. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. Jesus is presented in the temple. When the time came for their purification of 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, which means God saves his people, before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. Well, he was holy from his conception. And they offered a sacrifice according to what was stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That was the offering of a poor family. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout. He lived by faith. That's what it means. Looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him, on Simeon. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in Jesus to do for him what was the custom of the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. They're all praising God, saying, Master, now you may dismiss your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that's Jesus, is salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. That this child was not only going to be a light to the Jews, but a light to the Gentiles. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, this child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many may be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. And we see that sword under the cross, neath the cross of Jesus, stood his mother. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. Then as a widow to the age of 84, she never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Now you see that God calls the Anawim, the little ones, to greet his son. Simeon, who is this Simeon? You know, he was a man of God. Who is this Anna? She is a woman of God. She is in the temple praising God, in the temple fasting and praying. God calls the Anawim to see the baby. Anawim, those who are desperate, that need God 100%. Are you desperate today? Do you need Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit 100%? I need God 100%. I need God 120%. I need God completely today. I cannot do anything without the presence of God. I cannot preach unless God gives me the word. Let's just go over this, that Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. You go to the last verse of Revelation 11 and now go to 12. And you'll see she's the Ark of the Covenant. We also see she's the Ark of the Covenant because she goes to the hill country of Judah, so do the Ark of the Covenant to the house of Obed-Edom. She stays 3 months, so does the Ark stay 3 months. And David danced before the Lord, and the baby danced before the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now
and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. She said that to the angel Gabriel, and the baby leapt within her womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. That's the angel's greeting. Blessed are you among women, that's Elizabeth, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, I pray a healing prayer for the people of God. I pray that you would remove fear from them. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would heal sicknesses today. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray today that you would touch your people in a profound way. I pray in the name of Jesus. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.